Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom and folks around the world are mourning the passing of Prince Philip, Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
It is to Her Majesty and her family that our nation's thoughts must turn today, because they have lost not just a much-loved and highly respected public figure, but a devoted husband and a proud and loving father, grandfather, and, in recent years, great-grandfather.
A month short of his 100th birthday, Prince Philip's passion was design. 12 years ago, he talked about how designing has changed.
It obviously has changed, is that it's really corporate decision, it's corporate taste, as opposed to individual taste. I mean, if you go back to the 18th century, for instance, to make it, or the 19th century, all the design advances were really created by individual taste.
USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Pools of contaminated water that could overflow near Tampa, Florida are being addressed. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Crews are bringing extra equipment to help pump more water out of a Florida reservoir on the verge of collapse. They've been working nonstop to avoid flooding nearby homes and businesses, which remain evacuated. Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan telling NBC News.
I know they're making some progress, but to see the water spewing out, it looked pretty contaminated to me.
Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
The Australian government has purchased an additional 20 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine as it steers away from relying on the AstraZeneca vaccine after a rare but serious blood clotting side effect was discovered. The announcement comes after Prime Minister Scott Morrison called for an urgent press conference on Thursday to provide new health advice to Australians aged under 50 regarding receiving the AstraZeneca jab. USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
As the border crisis continues to deteriorate, sheriffs across America are alerting the president his policies are undermining the safety of American citizens. Wyatt Cox from the USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Nearly 300 sheriffs across the country are urging President Biden to secure the southern border and take more action against illegal immigration. A letter to the president, the officers claim the president intentionally undermining the agencies and their efforts to enforce the law. Among those who signed the letter, Bristol County, Massachusetts, Sheriff Thomas M. Hodgson, who spoke to Fox and Friends.
Open borders don't work, and they're exposing our citizens to more transnational gangs, the violence in our communities, more drugs pouring into our communities, sex and human trafficking out of control, and now national security threats. And so we want the people of this nation, along with the sheriffs, to mobilize and let the president know that it's not okay to put his politics, and this is a reckless effort on his part, to put his politics before the safety and security of the people of this nation and our efforts to keep our promise and our oath to keep them safe.
The sheriff's asking the president to act now to change course before public safety resources become overwhelmed.
According to the National Sheriff's Association, there are 3,081 sheriff's offices in America as of 2015. NASCAR is under the lights Saturday night in Martinsville, Virginia, 7:30 p.m. on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
About that statement is that, you know, there's some people, believe it or not, think America is perfect right where it is right now. And but so many of us are seeing these signs, this time of global upheaval and uncertainty. You know, the question is, who are you trusting and who are you counting on? If you're counting on a fellow humanoid, then it runs counter with the very admonition that God explained to us quite clearly. And these times and these signs that are being revealed to us are warnings. And it's up to us to choose wisely. And God is faithful to warn us on these issues because he wants it to go well for us. Jeff Kinley is back with us. His book, Aftershocks, Christians Entering a New Era of Global Crisis, continues to be discussed because, you know, like anything, when you deal with the prophetic, it is a bit of an onion skin experience. God reveals certain things to us when we need to see them and understand what's going on. And I believe the abundance of reveal that's been coming at us is here because most likely we're drawing closer and closer to the end of days. Jeff Kinley is a graduate from the Dallas Theological Seminary. He's authored over 30 books and speaks across the United States. Jeff, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you. Good to be with you.
Did I frame that all right?
Yes.
So here we are. We've got all these signs coming at us. And you read in the Bible, the brothers Issachar were students of the times. And I keep getting drawn to the brothers Issachar as an example of how we should be students of these signs and the times that are right before us.
No, you're absolutely right, and I think right now, of all times in our history, Christians have to open their eyes to look around them to see what's happening in their world, what's happening in their country, their communities, and their world, and to ask themselves some serious questions. Does my Bible speak about these times, or does it tell us that we're in a certain season where prophetic fulfillments are in their stage-setting development?
And the fact is that if Christians are not engaged with their Bible in more than a casual sense, if there's any sense of urgency, all you have to do is be aware of these signs that are right before you. And I don't know how you ignore them. And if that doesn't cause you to run to your Bible and investigate, to your point, Jeff, then, you're going to have a rough time ahead here.
Well, you really are. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why Paul wrote the book of 2 Thessalonians, was because the believers were very confused about the times they were living in. And they were basically going on misinformation, basically depending on their feelings and what other people had told them and misinformation, fake news of the day, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Paul wrote them to really straighten that situation out and know this is exactly what's going to happen. This is what you can expect. And when you know the Word of God, it quells all the fears that the white noise of society and culture bombards us with daily.
And that's exactly right, Jeff, and a great description of it. We've been bombarded with phone news as a setup, and people are going to be set up. And Paul also warned us that even the elect of God could be deceived, right?
Yeah, Jesus said if it were possible, even the elect, and that's one of the reasons why he actually cuts the days short in the tribulation period, because the delusion, Bill, is going to get so great and so convincing. In fact, the Bible tells us that the Antichrist is going to use signs and wonders to be able to convince other people of his truths. And the same words in the Greek for signs and wonders are the same words that are described to describe Jesus' miracles as well. So they're going to be very, very convincing. Leading up to that, obviously Satan is not doing signs and wonders at this time in the sky, but at the same time, he's propagating these subtle and sometimes not so subtle lies that people are accepting, and they're just going along and getting on the train and seeing where it takes them.
Well, it's all a matter of preconditioning, isn't it, Jeff?
No, it really is. I think you're absolutely right there, because what's happening is that society, culture, and even the world is being groomed for a future time. Our defenses are gradually being worn down. We are being deluded. And the Bible says the reason this delusion comes is because they did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in wickedness. That's what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. And
right.
So I do believe that that's what we're under right now. We're experiencing a great delusion in these last days where people don't even know what truth is anymore. I mean, we're basically questioning the very essence of humanity itself, with not knowing if we're a man or a woman or can change our genders, and so many crazy, wild ideas that Satan is putting out there. And so a lot of Christians are falling into these traps as well.
Well, rank hypocrisy is running amok at every turn, Jeff. I've never heard or experienced the level of hypocrisy in every level of our government, our institutions, the mainstream media. Just go right down corporate America, big tech. Go, and I mean, it is so blatant. I mean, we have people, you know, storming our southern border, for example. And these are fellow human beings, and your heart's out to them. You're seeing kids, you know, dropped off, you know, what, 8, 10 feet, 12 feet off a fence. You know, thank God they were able to survive. And, you know, and our government is doing nothing. It's like they're all
right.
Quiet in all this. And this is all part and parcel of the breakdown of these traditional institutions that we used to count on.
Well, that's true, and the government really speaks out both sides of its mouth to accommodate their preconceived agendas. I mean, on the one side, you've got Americans that are being just pressed under the thumb with restrictions and quarantines and masks and vaccines, and on the other side, you're allowing people just to flow into our country. We don't even know what these people are carrying or what damage they're going to do to our country, aside from just the victims that you mentioned. You know, there's a lot of crime, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, disease that are coming into our country, but the government doesn't seem to care about that because it fits another agenda of theirs.
Yeah, and you wonder, what is their agenda? Or should we even care? Or should we even care and just focus more on the legitimate agenda, and that's God's agenda?
No, I think as a citizen of our country, we have to be concerned about where our country is going. I mean, God did establish government. He allows us to be citizens in a free society. We have an appeal process. We can vote. We can march. We can protest. And our whole country was founded upon revolutionary actions to cast off the tyranny of a government across the ocean. And so certainly our history is one of independence, so one of free thinking. But that free thinking right now, Bill, is being threatened with this cancel culture that's going on, that if we don't bow and accept the official narrative, we're ridiculed, we're shouted down, we're silenced, and even canceled or banned on media.
Yeah, but you know what it comes down to, Jeff? It's not against me or you. It's against God, isn't it? I mean, that's what they're going after, are these godly principles that are well-established, these rights, these freedoms that are given to us from God, and the arrogance of these people and this movement to, you know, to question again, just like Satan did in the Garden of Eden, did God really say?
Yeah, exactly. And Jesus said in John 15, he says, if they hated me for giving them the truth, they're going to hate you as well. So Christ gave us an advance warning that this was coming.
Well, the line is growing, and it is a noble line for truth. And Jeff, thank you for being with us. Aftershocks is the title of his book, and more from Jeff after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Jeff Kinley, graduate of the Dallas Theological Seminary. I know probably some bodies have been laid there because of the pressure. It's not an easy course of study sometimes, so
absolutely.
Forgive my slip. He's authored more than 30 books, and we're talking about his most recent book, Aftershocks, Christians Entering a New Era of Global Crisis. Jeff, you know, when we look at all that's going on and how this nation has been attacked, or our institutions, boy, it's almost like the next thing that seems inevitable to fall that might get people's attention is our own economy. I mean, the way we're spending money, and, you know, another $2 trillion, another $3 trillion here or there, looking at $30 trillion in debt as a nation, that's what we can see in front of us. I mean, behind that, there's all these other liabilities that make that real number more like $200 trillion in debt. That forget about us or our grandkids, you know, we're adding generations to the debt here that we're taking on. And this is unsustainable. At some point, this is going to come crashing down.
No, it really is. And we've been on this trajectory for quite some time. And even without COVID, I mean, we were headed downhill on this thing. One of the things that I've noticed about the whole COVID pandemic, Bill, is that it has really contributed to an economic downturn globally. I mean, you have countries that are just they're on life support right now. And part of that, I think, is due to the fact that Scripture says that in the end times, there's going to be a great economic collapse after some crises as well. And that's really one of the byproducts of it. In fact, Revelation 6 says there's going to be inflation to the tune of 800%, you know, in the very last days. And so I think we're seeing some foreshocks of those events that we see prophesied both in Daniel and in Revelation. So I think we're headed there. I don't know if we can turn this ship around. The weight is so heavy on us financially right now, and I think we're just leaking at every point. So I don't know what's going to happen, but Christians are going to have to be vigilant. They're going to have to be wise. They're going to have to be investing in the kingdom of God, because that's where the return really is going to come eternally.
Without a doubt. And the opportunity here for people of faith to demonstrate their faith and trust is that they hold on to God. You know, people ask me sometimes, you know, what are you doing? I say, I'm hanging on to Jesus' garment all the way. I mean, I don't know anything else, I mean, to do. And that's my recommendation, is that we would be wise in knowing. I mean, God isn't sneaking this up on us. I mean, he's made it quite clear. But as we've read in the Bible time and again, when it's taken time, whether it's Moses on the mountain with God for 40 days and 40 nights and the people getting restless and going, hey, who is this Moses guy? You know, give us another God. You know, that is within our humanity, and we have a tendency to get complacent and think that God isn't on his, you know, prophetic time schedule. But what we know is that when God has instituted something, it's going to happen. You know, you and I talked about this the last time, because when you look at the prophetic, we got about 2/3 of what was prophesied has been realized. You know, to its last dot and tittle, without exception. And then we have roughly a third yet. So the chances of God having that same kind of batting average, I gotta put the bat in God's hand and say, I know he's gonna be 1,000% on that as well.
Absolutely. And because God has such a perfect track record, it behooves Christians to say, well, what's he got planned for the future? And therefore, Christians should be diving into the scripture, into Daniel, Revelation, you know, reading prophetic books written by sound authors and people who are theologically solid. Because, you know, let's be honest, there's a lot of sensationalism out there, Bill. There's a lot of speculation, conspiracy theories. We want to know what the Bible says. That's really all we want to know. Mm-hmm. And in the times that we're living in, we can succumb to a great fear that really can grip all of humanity, but I think even Christians too, wondering, wow, I thought God was in charge. Look at my world. It's in chaos. And in the book Aftershocks, I take people to a place at the very end where I just say, you know, there was a time in Israel's history where they literally thought the mountains were going to crumble around them and the city was going to be taken. And God said to them, I want you to stop striving and trying so hard and know that I'm God. And so there's a time for us as Christians to stop and really contemplate the person, the character of our God. And of course, when we do that, our eyes are lifted upward and we gain a strength that really is supernatural, a peace
without
that is beyond understanding. And that's what we need right now in our world.
Right. And I would say instinctively, one of the things that I'm seeing, Jeff, is that people out of instinct, they are looking up. And I go, well, that's interesting. You know, people of all faiths, culture, whatever, this postmodern society here in America, they are instinctively looking up. Yeah. Because they know in their heart of hearts that they don't have the answer. It's not going to come from Washington, D.C. It's not going to come from the state capitals. It is we're at a point now where the only one that we have to turn to is God himself. And those that get that and understand, and they do not miss, as we would say, their appointed time. Because that's what happens time and again, whether you're one of the, you know, one of the servant girls outside waiting for the bridegroom and your oil is gone, or you're loaded up with oil prepared at any time. You know, this is a time where we need to be focused on the right things, and the right things are the righteous things, right?
And in a time like this, Bill, we have to do that because, you know, people say, well, I'm going to trust in my government to do what's best. Well, guess what? Governments can turn on a dime. They can switch on you. There's a lot of bait and switch that goes on with government programs. You really can't trust the governments because they change. Well, you really can't trust fate because what is fate? We don't know where that's going to lead us. We can't trust ourselves. Really, the wisest person on the earth right now is finding out, how can I put my faith in God? How can I rely on him? And as Jesus said in Matthew 7, to build my house on the solid rock of his words. That's the only hope that we have.
Amen. And to your point, I mean, we were just talking earlier about Proverbs 3:16. Our trust is to go in one place only. And this is where we get things out of order. When we start trusting governments or we trust, you know, other people, we're not to trust. And Jeff, I can look back on my life and this was such a breakthrough and probably one of the reasons I think this Easter was so was such a breakthrough for me was that I got some understanding, you know, revelation from God on this that just it was like an 800,000-pound gorilla getting off my back. In realizing that what I did, what I was doing, is I was trusting all the wrong things. I mean, this is the thing that's so important about having a biblical worldview. If you hold to a biblical worldview, you go back to what God admonished Cain with. Said, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Okay,
right.
That sentence is so packed with revelation and direction that if we do right, we do that which is righteous, that which is holy, that which is consistent with the character of God. God says, hey, it's going to go well with you, regardless.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the scripture tells us in Revelation chapter 4 that God is on his throne. Nothing can take God from his throne, that he is the great director of history, and that if we are protected in him, if we are in Christ, Bill, then we not only have nothing to fear, but we know that God's going to take us home to his house that he's been preparing for us for these 2,000 years.
Right. But as you said earlier, which is so important, because right now when we have people looking up and, you know, are we going to be that difference for those that don't know because we have shown ourselves faithful and studied well and followed well and have done the right things, have chosen rightly. Are we going to be that example? Are we going to be that that one person possibly for someone who's lost?
Amen. We have to be salt and light in these trying times.
Amen. And meanwhile, the times, they keep coming, they keep changing, and we see these signs that the Bible talked about. So really, no big surprise here, right?
No, that's exactly right. Everything's going according to God's perfect plan. Christians just need to be dialed in to what Scripture says is going to happen.
And the way to get dialed in is the Word of God. You need to be in the Word of God. You need to be talking with God and stay close because that's what's necessary in these perilous times. Jeff Kinley, thank you. Appreciate it.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom and folks around the world are mourning the passing of Prince Philip, Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
It is to Her Majesty and her family that our nation's thoughts must turn today, because they have lost not just a much-loved and highly respected public figure, but a devoted husband and a proud and loving father, grandfather, and in recent years, great-grandfather.
A month short of his 100th birthday, Prince Philip's passion was design. 12 years ago, we talked about how designing has changed.
It obviously has changed, is that it's really corporate decision now. It's corporate taste as opposed to individual taste. I mean, if you go back to the 18th century, for instance, to make it, or the 19th century, all the desired advances were really created by individual taste.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Lots of resources there, by the way. All the interviews, you know, from the beginning of time, so to speak, are right there. You can download them. We're givers, absolutely free. Enjoy. Share them with your friends. You know, if you challenge something, by all means, you can drop me a line, Bill@BillMartinezShow.com. Jeff Kemp joins us now, the former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm thankful.
Amen. Amen to that.
With you, brother.
Hey, always. I want to talk to you about Easter, but before we do, real quick, just on this, you know, all this backlash on what happened with the All-Star Game. You being a sportsman and a love for the game and consideration for everything that represents athletics. I mean, this has to be disturbing to your spirit to see our country reduce itself to such a low common denominator that you can't even, you know, play a baseball game without politics entering into it. I mean, I think Larry Klein is right, is that we're going to have a revolution to finally just say enough of this politics stuff, get it out of here.
Bill, give your listeners and me a quick recap of how you saw the display at the All-Star Game.
Well, what I saw in terms of the decision is that, you know, what happened there in Georgia is the politicians, you know, looked at stuff. They said, hey, you know, there were some things that, you know, we need to clean up here. I mean, they're actually doing something to reform so that they have accountability to their voters. Because, as you know, a big spotlight was put on Georgia in the 2020 elections. And they came back and said, hey, look, let's do some practical things here. And what they offered, I thought was extremely practical. But the way even the president of the United States, the way he chose to perceive it, and put it out there was disingenuous at its least, if not a flat out lie. Now, according to Matt Whitlock, what the Georgian senators and congressmen representatives did was they did what 74% of the voters in Georgia wanted to do, and that's with the voter ID. 55% support was from Democrats, 63% support from black voters, 98% support among people making under $25,000. This is according to Matt Whitlock. So what they did was something that was already in the wheelhouse. It was not that big a deal. They tried to make some big thing about people getting water and, you know, and not having access to water. What they were trying to do was do a reasonable thing and say, look, you cannot go and offer water to people and say, hey, if you vote Democrat, here's water. And because this is the kind of stuff the Democrats were doing. And, of course, Joe Biden chose to look at that as saying, oh, well, you know, this is, you're taking us back to the Jim Crow era, and this is not even anywhere close to this, but you know, this is what the left is done. You know, they have become so ideologically fixed on race that we can't have a reasonable conversation.
This is a delicate topic. I agree with you that it has been demagogued, and I also, having talked to a lot of African American and minority friends, know that the history of resisting their opportunities to participate fully, first were very obvious and heinous, and then they were less obvious and heinous, and today they still exist in perhaps less intense ways, but some people would love to ignore that they exist at all when a degree of pain is still there. The answer to that is, I think that non-minorities really would be wise to talk to individual African-American friends and acquaintances, workmates, people at church, etc. Ask questions. What's your experience like? What's your perspective? Be willing to listen. And then don't go into debate and answer mode, even right. if their perspective isn't 100% reality. You're missing a lot of their picture, and they could benefit from you understanding their heart, and you will benefit. And if we do that, we will move away from an us versus them mentality, which is
that's a good point.
America.
It's okay? an excellent
then,
point.
Then, sure. Secondly, I agree that the way that the president and others in the other party characterize things is very much already assuming the worst in an us versus them, our way's right, your way's wrong. But any one of us need to be careful not to use that same strategy to just label and attack the other side. So I'm not going to give us a perfect solution to this. I'm going to give us a personal mandate to continue the personal relationship, question asking and listening. Don't be afraid to be awkward. People really like it when you ask questions and say, I don't understand. Maybe I don't see this perfectly, but that's respect, that's dignity, and that's learning.
Yes.
And over time, we can improve things like that. So on to Easter, and
yes.
the greatest epicenter event of all of human history.
Without a doubt.
We can't just celebrate for that week, which is why I was so pleased to see you say, hey, let's talk about Easter now that it's past us, but it is still the greatest day, the greatest event in history, and it should be the most important thing in Bill's life and Jeff's life and anyone who has said, Jesus is my Savior. And we, of course, pray in the life of anyone who has yet to discover that Jesus is the answer and Easter is the greatest day in history and it can change your personal destiny and your present life.
Well, without a doubt, I tweeted out last night, remembering what Pope John Paul II had to say. He says, "We are Easter people, and our song is Alleluia." And that really, again, reminded me, Jeff, to your very point, that we are Easter people. You know, those of us that have accepted, you know, the sacrifice of the cross, the power of the blood, whose life will never be the same. And as you say, every day is Easter for us, because, you know, even in a given day, in a given moment, it'll look like Friday, but Sunday's coming and it's just around the corner. And it happens on a daily basis for people of faith that are open to understand what was going on. Because if you remember, during this period of time, Jesus said that, you know, the Father did not open the eyes of everybody, even the disciples. They weren't totally open to what was going on, and they weren't going to be open until Pentecost, when, they little glimpses and that sort of thing. But when the Spirit came on Pentecost 50 days later, man, now you've got the holy anointing of God's full endorsement and power behind the words that common men are going to speak.
Yeah, I believe that Easter, the intentional choice of Jesus to go to the cross, he told his disciples all about it. They didn't understand. He faced the worst rejection and mischaracterization and false accusation and judgments and false conviction and then torture and then crucifixion, which was physically painful, but it was a punishment for the sin, the departure, the rebellion, the pride, the selfishness of Jeff and Bill and every believer in Jesus all through history. And it was also a punishment for every non-believer in Jesus who was offered this gift, was offered this path out of separation from God for eternity and out of disconnection from God in this life and into adoption and the family of God. So this choice of Jesus to suffer and pay the penalty for human rebellion and then the resurrection, that is what should shape every minute of my life. It's
yes.
The epicenter of history.
Right. And we're told that that same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead is operative in Jeff and Bill and all those that declare Jesus as Lord, right?
It is. And you know, the scriptures tell us that if you trust in Jesus, you're not just trusting in him, you're trusting in the Father. So your Creator, your Father, is with you. And then you'll have light in this dark world. So Jesus is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. You can come to the Father, but only through him.
Amen. We got to leave it right there.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child
with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
And it's okay to still have fun, ladies and gentlemen. We can have fun in the middle of this, as Larry Klayman said. Yes, you know, some of this stuff you just kind of look at it. And it's not that you have to have any kind of bent perspective. It's just, it's kind of silly, isn't it? That common sense today would be a perspective that would lead to some humor because of all the insanity that is, it's like chickens with their heads cut off. And you just wonder, you go, okay, when are they going to stop? You know, because eventually, you know, I got to bring Sam on. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, is with us. Oh, okay, so not yet. So we're going to have to wait just a moment for her. But you know, the point is that if you've ever been around where people actually, you know, butcher chickens or, you know, cut their heads off so that they can eat them, the way in which they do it, they actually do. They just keep on running for a while, but it just a little bit. And then they fall over. You know, it's like they run out of gas. So, well, they're dead. You know, they've lost their heads. And this government that we have right now, it's like chickens with their heads cut off. Because, you know, where's the intelligence? I mean, these are supposedly intelligent people. And Nancy Pelosi said, these guys are so smart. I mean, they could be working other jobs. I'd be curious to see what kind of jobs they could be working that they could get free haircuts and all this money that they make insider trading and the opportunity to take advantage of the system in such a way that they take care of themselves more than the people that they're supposed to serve. But I imagine, you know, when you have that kind of attitude, you can probably do that in your own company and make it work along the line as well. But, you know, can you do it in the manner to which you're doing it as a public servant alleged, you know, so it's kind of curious. But we have a government up for by we. I keep saying this. And I say that as a challenge to all of us to do something about it, to take our country back. I mean, because that's what's going to be necessary if we are going to, you know, get control and right the ship here, because we're expecting the very people who, you know, they're floating a different ship, okay? And they're going in a different direction than we, the people, expect. They try to tell us that they're doing, you know, that they're going in a certain direction. But then when you see where they end up, it's not anywhere close. I mean, they're not serving people that they said, you know, during the primaries and during the election season that they were going to do and all these great things they were going to do. You know, what they do is they pass these bills and they give, you know, we the people $1,400 and we're supposed to feel good about it until you realize that 90% of the $2 trillion went to pay favors, went to take care of their own party members, take care of unions, take care of their own interests. Once again, to buy votes. This is what the Democrats do. This is, you know, they've got this down to a systemic and very effective program that they've been utilizing over the years. They buy votes. And the interesting thing is they buy votes with our money. They don't even do it with their own money. I mean, this is how, you know, incredible and how bold and arrogant the Democrats are. And you can say, I guess with Charles Barkley, you say both sides probably. You know, I'll give you that. It just seems the Democrats, maybe because they're better at it, maybe they because they just they feel justified. Maybe Republicans, maybe there's still a degree of conscience within the Republican Party that doesn't allow them to wholesale effectively do this sort of thing. But are there political favors? But, yeah, no doubt about it. And that it swings both ways. But the fact that it swings both ways doesn't make it right. It's still wrong. It's still swinging in the wrong direction, whether it's on the Democratic side or the Republican side. I mean, evil is evil, right? I mean, you can't just say evil is, it's only evil when it's on the Democrats and not evil when it's Republicans. No, look at evil is evil. And we've got to do something about this. And, you know, as our good friend, you know, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, I quote him often in saying that education precedes action. So you have to be educated. This is the type of government that calls for self-responsibility. And part of the self-responsibility is that it behooves us to maintain a handle on this. I just got a note here from Sam that she had the phone ring. She's on standby, so I don't know. Maybe we'll keep trying to get a hold of her one more time here. But anyway, but what's happening, getting back to this point here, is that we the people have to take on this government. This is why, you know, when Donald Trump came on the scene, love him or hate him or feel how you want, I mean, his assessment was right on, and that is that the people needed to get activated, that he was returning the government back to the hands of the people. Samantha Mao joins us now. She's the good news girl. You can go to Sam's Corner and read up on all these great stories. And we want to start off right off the bat with this great story. I mean, for anybody who has adopted children, you know, sometimes you hear these stories, Sam, where somebody will adopt a child out of a tragedy of a family. And oftentimes when it's a family tragedy, when the parents die, there can be, in this case, you know, lots of siblings involved. And in this particular case, you had seven siblings who were looking for a forever home after their parents died in a car crash, right?
That's right. So this is Pam and Gary Willis. And this is, the kids are ages 1 to 12, which
wow.
is, you know. I mean, wow. It's
talk about a built-in family, ready-made, boom.
Built-in family.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is out in California, and she was scrolling through her Facebook. Pam was scrolling through her Facebook feed back in 2019, and she landed on this news story that was talking about these children and what had happened with their parents dying, and they were needing a home. And she said she saw a picture of them, and she, like, just in that instant, she knew that she needed to have, you know, to make them hers. So she tagged her husband in the post and thinks about them all day. And, you know, so one thing led to another, and they ended up adopting all seven of these children. I mean, they're absolutely beautiful. It's amazing to see.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I bet. And for them to be able to be together, and obviously family was not available to take on these kids, but here is, you know, another family. And I got to imagine the husband adopting, you know, first of all, let me get my brain around adopting. Seven?
Seven? Yes. I mean, that's definitely, so, you know, I actually knew a couple who adopted four children at the same time. They were all siblings. You know, they had planned on adopting their first two, and then they ended up adopting the two older siblings when they found out they were available. And, you know, it can be quite a challenge, but, you know, I know those children now, and they're adults, and it turned out so great. And you know, I think it's kind of inspiring for the rest of us to see something like that happen. And you know, it can just fill your lives with a lifetime of joy.
Yeah, without a doubt. We serve a God of second chances, and that's a perfect case in point. This next story involves a high school senior. I love this. A high school senior, he invents a color-changing suture that detects infection. Tell us about this.
So this is actually Deja Taylor. She's 17 years old. And she was one of 40 finalists in the Regeneron Science Talent Search. It's the nation's most prestigious science and math competition for high school seniors. And she actually invented sutures. Like, so whenever you stitch up, it detects the sutures themselves will change color to let you know whether or not there's an infection, which, you know, that's something that is always a big concern when you're in the medical environment.
What a great idea. Your husband, who's a doctor, probably going, why didn't we think of this earlier?
Yes. Right? It's one of those things where, do you ever see an idea that's so great? You're like, has anybody ever thought about this before? It seems like such a perfect solution to something like that. Especially, you know, it's something that at a glance that even a patient would be able to know that something's not right.
What a great idea. Well, congratulations. Now, this story out of California, you mentioned California earlier, Dick Van Dyke was caught handing out cash to job seekers in Malibu amid this COVID pandemic. What was going on here?
So that's right. So, you know, everybody loves Dick Van Dyke. He's still young, and he's actually
96 or something.
Young. He's 95 years old.
95,
right now,
okay. All right, right. Yeah, he's still falling over couches, but now more.
That's right. So he's dancing over couches. It's right. Amazing. He's actually the same age as my grandpa, and it's like you see him, and you're like, how have you not aged a single day? But he decided to go hand out wads of cash to job seekers in Malibu, like you said. Mm. This is while they're out running errands, and Dick Van Dyke's out there. I'm sure that people were wondering what was going on.
Hey, with money, you can make fast friends. I mean, you start handing out money, you get a lot of attraction there really quick, you know.
Yeah.
This next story is about a woman who joins a Facebook group in the wrong country. And speaking of making fast friends, I mean, she made some friends pretty fast too, right?
That's right. So Sue Perry, she actually lives in Wakefield, England. She actually joined a group for the small town of Wakefield, Quebec. So Wakefield, England, it was where she was looking for. She ends up joining a group in Wakefield, Quebec. And it was a group, looking for, the skis and ski boots and warm clothing that she wanted to give away. And it was a place she didn't recognize. And so she ends up making these friends that were over in Quebec and instead of Wakefield, England. You know, people start following her and they realize what's happened, of course.
Oh, wow.
And there ends up being some human kindness exchange where they end up sending good things to everybody. After conversing with their new friend in England, they organize care packages, fill them with goodies and CDs, T-shirts, and maple syrup because, you know, it's Quebec.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have
Exactly. Yeah, you got to have that. Time real quick, about 20 seconds. We've got a toddler missing in Ontario Forest for over 3 days, found alive and well, thank God.
That's right. So Ontario Provincial Police announced that Jude Layton was recovered on Wednesday. And it's just amazing. You know, when a toddler goes missing, you expect.
Oh,
you know,
without a doubt. Your heart drops, everything else. Exactly.
That's right.
She's a good news girl.
Happened,
now you know why. Go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Show.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why?
because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you